this week on Jags Wired.
What a butt-whipping this was in Western Pennsylvania.
The Jaguars stole one in the Steel City on Sunday. We look back at the big victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Five picks, bro.
Five picks?
Yannick Ngakoue was wired for sound. Plus,
as long as I got into the end zone, I was perfectly fine with it.
We'll take a closer look at how two members of the Jags secondary teamed up for a game-changing play. All that and more on Jags Wire.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. Everbank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
We just came up here and we beat a good football team in their home field. All right? That's a hell of a job. Hell of a job.
Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone praised his team in the visiting locker room at Heinz Field on Sunday after they beat the Steelers 30-9. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. You couldn't have written the script for Sunday's win before the game. No one would have believed it. The Jaguars pounded the Steelers with their own hammer, if you will, running the ball at will on offense and creating five turnovers in shutting down an explosive Pittsburgh defense, as you're about to relive in this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
We are on the banks of the Allegheny River. The home of the Pittsburgh Steelers is Heinz Field, and the Jacksonville Jaguars come calling on this Sunday afternoon.
So let's get deep. Let's challenge each other. Okay, let's challenge each other on the sideline of the field. Let's be where we need to be, where we need to be there, and whip that ass. Let's go.
Let's go.
Just another day at work. That's it. All work is easy work.
It's a statement game, Frank.
It's a game, if you win, it does gives you confidence in your own locker room, but I think it sends a message around the league.
We did not come here to compete. We came to embarrass these boys. I don't want the coach. I don't want either. Show the gap between us and them.
Y'all see this day? It's a beautiful day, man. Get this W today.
Pittsburgh will take over just inside their 30. Dropping the throw is Roethlisberger. Look, fires along the right sideline once Antonio Brown. That ball is going to be caught by Brown. He beat Jalen Ramsey 49 yards on the first play from scrimmage for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, you knew it was coming.
The hold is down. Boswell kicks it up. The kick is good, and Pittsburgh scores first.
Hey! Good stop.
Dropping the throw. They hit him as he lets it go, and that ball is going to be picked off by Jalen Ramsey. He gets up and runs it back to the 45, now steps out of bounds. Jalen Ramsey, a diving interception, and he runs it back inside Steeler territory. What a play by Jalen. He drops the throw, looking to his left. Now throws it to the middle of the field, caught by Allen Hurns. That's the first down and more. Got it inside the 30-yard line. Blake looked left and found Allen in the middle of the field. Eye formation. Fournette back in the game. They give to Fournette. Flag, and he dives into the end zone, but a flag came out.
Offside.
He dove into the end zone for the touchdown. That's going to be offsides against Pittsburgh, and it's going to be a touchdown for Jacksonville.
Let's go! Run the damn ball! Let's go, kid!
Another blitz. Pump fake. Now he fires it. That ball's going to be caught by O'Shaughnessy, the tight end, near the 40-yard line. Now the ball's on the ground and picked up by the Steelers. He fumbled it, and the Steelers have picked it up. This is Ryan Shazier running it back inside the 40-yard line. Barry puts it down. Boswell kicks it up. And the field goal is good. So the turnover cost the Jags 3 points. We've played 30 minutes at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Jacksonville 7, Pittsburgh 6.
They say they got the best LBs. Everything we
Shotgun for Roethlisberger. He drops the throw again. Throws it again. And ball picked off. It is picked off by the Jaguars, running it back. Inside the 15. Inside the 5. Into the end zone. Tylvan Smith. Touchdown, Jacksonville! Tylvan picked it off and ran it back, and the Jags have taken the lead at Heinz Field.
Tylvan Smith's speed just absolutely blows the Steelers away, and now on the season, that is 61 points the Jaguars have scored. 61 points off of takeaways. That's an unbelievable number.
What a play by Tylvan Smith.
I could have told him they wasn't going to catch up, D. Come on, bro.
Thank you very much. Section 518.
Pay attention to what the down and distance is. Playing smart football, the best of the damn best. Let's go.
Drive stays alive from the 41-yard line. Empty backfield. Roethlisberger looks. Pump fake. He's going to get hit, and he is going to try to get away. He cannot. Calais Campbell got there first, and they finish him off. That's going to be a sack back to the 35-yard line.
And the sack machine of Calais Campbell continues.
Jags showing blitz again. Drop out of it again. Dropping his Roethlisberger. Throws to the middle of the field. That ball is knocked away and picked off. Barry Church picked off a tip pass to the 30. To the 25, inside the 20, inside the 5. He is into the end zone. That is another pick six. Touchdown, Jacksonville. This time it is Barry Church for the score. Oh,
great job by Jalen Ramsey. What a great job.
What a defense. Oh, my.
Roethlisberger drops a throw. Look. Now he moves around. He's going to get hit. He's going to get sacked. Sacked in the backfield. Dante Fowler got him back at the 45-yard line. They give to Fournette. Now he brings it out to the left side. Got a little bit of room to the 10-yard line. Still on his feet. That's a first down. Leonard Fournette. Terrific run. They give it to him again. Big hole up the middle of the field. Spun away. Out past the 25-yard line. That's another first down for the Jaguar. 10-yard gain by Leonard Fournette.
Keep on handing it off. Leonard Fournette back in the ball game. I would not put the ball in the air until they make me.
Bortles gives to Fournette. Tries to bounce it outside. Got away from a tackle to the 45. Got to midfield. Midfield for Leonard Fournette. That's another first down. They give it to Chris Ivory, tries to pick his way, bounces it outside of the 45, to the 40, inside the 45, inside the 30-yard line. The Jaguars are doing it on the ground, and they're grinding up yardage here at Heinz Field. Norman gets it down, Jason kicks it up, and the kick is good. Jason Myers has converted from 47 yards away and extended the lead.
Hey, get another one, who next? Yep.
Dropping the throw is Roethlisberger, look. Fires it to the right side. Picked off again. The fourth interception by the Jaguars today. Deshaun Gibson picks it off. Dropping is Roethlisberger. Dropping. Fires toward the end zone. This ball is picked off again. The fifth interception of the day. Deshaun Gibson made the interception. His second of the day.
Ben Roethlisberger has never had a day in which he's thrown five interceptions in his career.
He has now.
Wow.
I've never seen a secondary like this in Jaguars history.
He gives to Fournette. He's into the open field. He is into the open field in the Steeler territory. Watch this. Are you kidding me? Touchdown. Leonard Fournette just went 90 yards. Touchdown, Jacksonville. There's the icing on the cake as they lay it to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow. How about the speed?
Man, he was shot out of a cannon, wasn't he? What a butt-whipping this was in Western Pennsylvania. Jags 30, Steelers 9.
No chance, no hope, huh? Let's go! They said they had the best D-home
on. We were going to take care of these opportunities that we were going to get. And when those opportunities present themselves, we were going to do our job, all right, and make something happen. You guys did that.
Let's go, team on three. One, two, three, team.
Coming up on Jags Wire.
Oh!
One of the young Jags defenders was fired up to play the Steelers. Yannick Ngakoue was excited and wired for sound. Plus,
if you hustle to the ball, man, good things happen.
We'll take a closer look at a game-changing play by Jaguar safety Barry Church. All that and more straight ahead on Jags Wire. When the defense turns into the offense, well, suffice to say, it gets everyone fired up. We're back on Jags Wire. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jags were feeling good after Telvin Smith's pick six put the Jaguars back on top. Six plays later, the defense would do it again. And that crucial play is this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
Third and 18, Roethlisberger knocked away, intercepted. This is Church on the deflection. Barry Church down the sideline for six.
Oh, it's super special, man. As a defensive back, I mean, it's hard enough just to get your hands on a ball just to bat it down, but to be able to get a pick and take it to the house, I mean, that's an extremely special moment. And I'll just thank for my guy at Ramsey to tip it to me.
I saw Church and then he took it to the house in his own hometown. That was big. And I was happy for him to get his first of the year and get it going. That was big.
Oh, man, it was unbelievable. I mean, that was only my second time ever playing in Heinz Field. And to go against the Steelers, I mean, that's the hometown team right there. So to be able to do that against the Steelers and dominate them the way we did, I mean, it just felt great. I mean, words can barely describe it, but it was a great experience. We were in man-to-man coverage, and I was kind of a lurker, just kind of like, you know, free. I didn't have any coverage responsibilities, so I was just out there free, just reading the quarterback's eyes.
I knew it was Antonio Brown on the single receiver side, so, I mean, honestly, I kind of knew he was going to get the ball.
You know, Big Ben, I mean, he's pretty much seen every single defense there is known to man. And so we just tried to make it a little bit harder on him by disguising what coverage we were in. Made it like an all-out blitz. You know, linebackers were up in the A-gaps. I was showing over top of Le'Veon Bell to kind of make it seem like I had him in man-to-man coverage. But really, I was kind of dropping out to get to basically my lurker or my robber position.
As soon as he broke, I broke. And the ball was thrown a little high. He went up to get it. As soon as he went up, I punched right through his hands.
The ball was kind of thrown kind of high because of the great rush from our defensive lineman. And that gave Ramsey the opportunity to bat the ball. And I just happened to break. And if you hustle to the ball, man, good things happen. So he tipped it right to me. And once I got that ball in my hand, I mean, there was no denying it. I wasn't going to let anybody catch me.
He was right there in the perfect position. And then he did the rest.
I was out the gate, had a great couple blocks from Telvin and Malik Jackson and Tayshaun Gibson, and the rest was history. So I was able to get to the end zone.
I was definitely thinking about the plan and what I wanted to do. But when I got in the air, it kind of just twisted around, and I said, hey, I'm going to just go with it. But, you know, as long as I got into the end zone, I was perfectly fine with it. I was glad I got in there.
I could have told him they wasn't going to catch you. Come on, bro.
The Jaguars' talented defense took over the game while it was still in doubt. You'll go to the sidelines and into the huddle with them next on Jags Wire.
Drops the throw, Jags flips. He is hit. The ball is out, and the ball is fallen on by Jacksonville. Is that a fumble? Jacksonville has it after the sack and strip.
Number 91 is always around the quarterback, which means he's always around the football, which clearly he knows how to dislodge based on his three forced fumbles this season. Welcome back to Jags Wired. Second-year defensive end Yannick Ngakoue is what the coaches call a top competitor. I could define it for you, but why don't we let him show you? in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
Oh! Woo! Yeah. Tampa, Tampa, Class!
I need you to communicate back to me so they can see us talking.
Yeah, I
need you to.
Yeah.
But just look at me and say,
hey, hey, chill.
He tried to intimidate you by when he do a base block, he opened up his arms out wide, which is gonna show his chest, just punch the shit out of his chest. He got all that size and not moving nothing.
The Fournette flag, and he dives into the end zone, but a flag came out. He dove into the end zone for the touchdown. That's going to be offsides against Pittsburgh, and it's going to be a touchdown for Jacksonville.
Let's go!
What do you want? What you want?
Yeah, do it. Go. Go ahead. Hey, good being physical with your hands, bro. Oh!
Come here. Come here, big boy. Come here. You hit him with a long arm?
Yeah, I hit him. Top my shit down.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You might kill him with that fake stab at the top.
I'm going to kill him regardless, bro. I was on there with you with Rogersburg. I was on there with you when we both tackled him. I was on there with you.
And throws it again. That ball's picked off. It is picked off by the Jaguars running it back. Inside the 15.
Go, Chubb.
Into the end zone, Talvin Smith. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Good job, baby. Good job. Let's go. Okay, Tim. I could have told him they wasn't going to catch you. Come on, bro.
Hey, what I'm just saying, you got to come back up to the line, man. You're going to get me in trouble.
You ain't moving that big son.
Nah, hell nah. He too damn strong. I ain't fight his big ass. Hell nah. I need a weapon real quick.
He goes to the middle of the field. That ball is knocked away. Picked off. Barry Church picked off a tip pass to the 30. To the 25. Inside the 20. Inside the 5. He is into the end zone.
One. Help!
Five turnovers.
Five picks, bro.
Five picks?
See, Gip had two, Telman had one, Jalen had one, and Church had took one to the crib, too.
Two defensive touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's how good we can be when we're doing right.
Yeah.
Remember that. Yeah. But we got to act like we've been here before, though, because we almost blew it. You know, get that touchdown, I didn't get a home call. The game changes now. We gotta grow up. We're young right now. And I want to let you have fun and celebrate, but I also know with 5 minutes left, it's hard.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, keep doing you, bro.
Hey, man, it was fun, you, bro. You still have some fun, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate
you're
that.
You're a really good player, bro.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
I'm
that.
Yes, fast,
thank you, fam.
Coming up on Jags Wired, Jeff Loggeman goes into the film room to break down a member of the Jags secondary who may not be getting the headlines, but played an outstanding game. That's next.
One and zero in the second quarter. Yeah. That was our goal. 2-0. LA, our house.
Yes, sir.
LA, our house. Let's take it there this week.
The Jaguars wanted to enjoy their first win over the Steelers in 10 years. But linebacker Talvin Smith didn't let them lose sight of the bigger picture. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Boye aren't shy. They believe they're part of the best secondary in the game. They've earned their recognition with game-changing plays so far this season, but they aren't working alone, as Jeff Loggeman explains in this week's Hidden Gem.
He may not have had a lot of fancy plays like interceptions, but Aaron Colvin had a fantastic game as the nickelback against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Phenomenal plays. Let's jump right in. Here's a 3rd and 7. He's lined up on the tight end in the slot, and he sees the crossing route. Martavis Bryant comes up and makes a tackle, well short of the first down, allowing the defense to get off the field. Great tackle. Colvin's at the top of the screen, faking a blitz. He backs him out, but he's got his eyes back to the inside. and he sees the crossing route. This is a first and 10 and a gain of minus two, putting the Pittsburgh Steelers in an obvious passing situation. And here late in the game on a third and 10, he's lined up again as the nickelback and he's following Martavis Bryant. But watch what he does. Because of his positioning, Ben Roethlisberger has to throw it over the top of him. Tangling up the feet doesn't hurt as well. Ben puts too much air under the ball, and it makes for an easy interception for Tashawn Gibson because of Aaron Coleman.
We're back with our next Jags Wired next week, when we'll look back at the Los Angeles Rams game. We leave you now with some more sights and sounds from Pittsburgh. Good night, everybody.
Hey. Let me see a dance move, man. Go ahead. Let me see a dance move.